I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton.
And I'm Steph Tolev.
We're sloths. Oh, man, we're so gross.
We really are disgusting people.
This should be not allowed.
But okay, yeah. Oh, that's nice. That's
for
a hot
anyone,
mic.
All right. Hi. Welcome
Hello,
to Slobs.
Hello. Welcome to Slobs. Thank you.
How are
you guys doing? One, two, six of you, seven of you for coming
good.
Out.
This is am I on?
I'm it's on. We're on.
Oh, we are on.
We are on, baby. Live from Houston. Live from the Riot Comedy Festival.
We are live to a sold out crowd. It's an arena filled.
Oh, my God. Keep it down.
Stop it. I got Molly
trying to record.
If you're
here.
Listening and not watching, you can't
there's
see
no video.
There's
so,
no video.
So
that is,
someone took the video camera.
Video and I am so fucking mad right now.
Are you?
We rely on the video.
Do
yes,
we? Oh, we do. Oh, shit. Do you have your tripod?
No, it's fine. I'm just going to selfie mode it.
Yeah. Selfie the whole time. How is everyone doing?
It doesn't matter. There's no video.
Good.
If you went to find the video, just know it's gone.
just know that whoever took the video camera, I'm gonna
fine.
Fuck them later. What
I
they want to do
I pay my
not.
Rent on the I'm video every time we make no money. You guys,
come on in. It's sold out
come
crowd.
In.
Dare you to find a seat. Dare you to find a seat. Okay.
Good luck. People are fighting over the chair
Let's
right now. If
bring
you're listening, because that's all you can do, because there's no video.
We are live in Houston. We've got a lot to talk about.
Oh, we have so much to talk about, but we also have so many fucking guests, and we're getting
Well, let's quickly... No, we'll bring Caitlin up, and we can talk about my situation with Caitlin here.
We have a hot situation.
We got a big for the Slobs. Anyone who's ever heard listen to Slobs before?
Does anyone listen to Slobs?
Okay. Well, then just
big... Look at this! Slobs!
Okay.
Right there. They really do. I met them last night.
Oh, really? Oh, great. Okay, good. Then this is going to be a big update. Hot, juicy update for you guys.
Juicy
okay.
goss. Hot
coming up, our first guest, live at the Riot Comedy Festival, hilarious comedian. She's fucking killing it. She's a regular at the Cellar in fucking New York City. Give up Caitlin Balufo!
Keep it going!
I'm wearing a pleather. Yeah. I'm not getting animal with this.
No. Ooh, Wild Fang. That's a good brand.
It's a good brand. They won't sponsor me, so let's not keep talking about them.
Fuck yeah. Wild
but I'm wearing,
Fang.
I wear enough fucking rompers. I should get sponsored.
If you guys could see it, she looks great.
Shorts, yeah. Right now, I
put
saw
a sub in me.
I want to fuck... I said I would fuck a Trump supporter. That's how mad I am right now.
Well,
the tables have turned. I was like, literally, turn around your make a great, what is the hat?
Making.
I've had one drink
a make month. Make a Canadian wet again, am I
yeah,
right?
Yeah, turn the hat backwards, I'll fuck you. That cop outside looking pretty good right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'll fuck the gun, I swear to God. Okay.
All cops are... Getting blown okay. by staff. That's, okay.
Like, where is this going? Caitlin, how are you? How are things?
I'm
What's
doing,
happening?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing good.
You're getting married soon.
I'm getting...
As I just coughed up a
I lot. Wasn't going to bring it up because you seem pretty sad. But,
no, I'm horrific.
Okay. Yeah.
No, love
okay.
isn't real, and I'm never getting married, and I'm going to
yeah,
cough
no,
tonight.
We'll fail.
But,
yeah, okay.
It's good, but good that you're still going for it.
Yeah,
you know?
We're still
going
to try. I also need health insurance, and it's easier if we're both together.
Oh.
So,
yeah. Tax breaks.
But then he gets my student loan debt, so he's really coming out.
Oh, nice trade-off.
A loser on this dish. Yeah, it's not great.
You're doing a New York wedding?
It's a Sophie's choice here.
New York wedding?
Hypothetically.
Okay.
We have not planned a single thing.
What? No.
No, not even a thing. It costs so much money, and I've decided to get my eggs frozen instead.
You're freezing
the
eggs.
Yay! That is so great.
I'm
okay.
very excited.
Wow.
And it's 14 grand. So.
No.
14? I heard it was 10.
What?
I heard it was 30. Who's ripping me off?
yeah.
Oh, maybe my eggs are... Better than your eggs.
Yeah. For those big old eggs.
Oh, I got big eggs. Yeah. My eggs are harder to get out. That's
why. We're gonna need a larger freezer.
She's got those Bulgarian eggs. They're hard to get out.
Very dense eggs.
very hairy eggs.
Oh, they're covered.
Basically marbles.
Yeah. And they all have a mullet. Every one of them. Yeah. They're very hard to
get out. Get out the one egg.
One is 30 grand for me. Yeah. Okay, so 10 is. Okay.
Yeah.
So I go in there, 14. Take them out, put them in, 14, put them
in
a little.
Put them in an old freezer.
And then
Where
in the freezer,
them?
I got to pay monthly to keep them frozen.
But there's rent?
So that I could have kids in 5 years.
It's not like a normal
Wild.
Fridge. I'm thinking like a.
I mean, I offered my fridge if it would be cheaper. And
no, it's like one of those. You ever work in a fast like, food no. restaurant? It's like that. It's just one of
no.
those.
No.
I think so.
You just go it's in, like they're like, no. all right, where are the white lady eggs? Here we are. Okay, these ones, pull them out.
I think it's like there's like, it's cryogenic or whatever. So I bet you there's like heads in there and shit.
Oh, and yeah, Austin Powers.
Yeah. Well, Disney
I'm fine.
I'm sorry. This is going to be
no,
a
deep cut. Margarita, I'm not doing well. Let me tell you.
That is a deep cut.
Okay,
there.
Four. That's deep. That's the only reference I have. Awesome.
Kids?
It's a good flick. Yeah. That's the only one he did.
I own Mr. Bigglesworth. Yeah. I own a hairless cat. I do.
You have
I have
a
one.
Naked cat.
I got a naked cat.
So, wait, you do. Wait, we'll get to the cat. I want to go back to the eggs. So, 5 years is the plan here. How old are you now?
Yeah, 36. Okay. Don't tell show business.
I thought you were going to say, don't tell my fiance thinks I'm 32.
No, he's well aware. That's why I'm like, you're paying for half of this shit. Okay?
Yeah.
You,
oh, yeah,
have
you
these
want
these jeans?
Yeah.
You got to pay for it. Yeah.
Off up
okay.
the eggs.
Yeah, so yeah, then, yeah. You put the eggs away, and then in 5 years, you're like,
yeah, we'll
eggs
pop
back
one out.
In there for
yeah,
a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
But just for, well, I would adopt, but I think he wants one that looks like him. So.
That's
really?
A good. That's. Yeah. Wow.
It's always the men.
How
who
rude
are
am
like,
I? Really?
I need more of me.
Yes. Really, him?
Well, he's very quick to the punch. He was a good swimmer. I get it.
That's well, then you won't have any problems.
Yeah.
You know? Man.
He's got a lot of sperm. Good swimmers.
Good. He's got a lot.
A lot of sperm.
He's got too much.
Too much sperm.
A squad.
Someone
say. Squad of
his
sperm.
Name is Steven Rogers. He's upstairs. He's got
he's
a lot of
you'll
sperm.
You'll see him.
You
we
see
can
him
say who he is.
You look at him, you go, I bet he has a lot of sperm.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I met him this weekend, and I was like, this guy seems like he's got
well,
big
loads. He's got such a big dick that a lot's got to come
really?
Out.
Really?
Yeah, he's
packing. Is he a
that big?
I have a joke about it.
I know, but I think sometimes we joke about things. I joke that my vagina is gross. It's actually pretty gross. No, it is. Yeah. It's actually pretty accurate. Pretty
I also have a joke about my tight little pussy, and it is average.
so how about we tell him? Let's use this Topo Chico bottle
okay.
on the table.
I can't. I won't. I promised him I wouldn't.
Okay.
Never say
but it's that
how big.
Big.
It's
how length. Where are we? Are we at the water? Are we at the?
I can't. I won't do it.
Okay. Thickness? Okay.
I want to get
but
married.
But
I can't
it's that
do
big.
This.
It's that big. Okay.
It satisfies.
Satisfies. Okay.
She's got an average pussy. So
I got
you
an average
gotta
pussy.
Have pretty thick.
Yeah,
she's
not a tight
it.
Pussy. Then it would be like, oh, it's a noodle dick. But no, it's an
okay.
average size pussy.
Okay.
Yeah. Average size. Asshole, super tight.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm joking. Loose.
No, he's
I think
ripped
mine's
it apart.
Loose. I think I'm shitting too much. Mine's loose.
I mean, I'm farting right
mine's
now.
Mine's tight. It's all I got left. I'm
all you got left?
I'm like, this is a negotiating item at this tactic.
Oh, really? Out the window.
Yeah, good luck. Still got the asshole. So what are you bringing to the table?
I'm not
bringing
blowjobs, so I'm giving
you're
up
like,
the asshole.
Like, I have a whole table in my asshole. No blowjobs.
No blowjobs.
I heard you make a joke about it last night.
Absolutely.
You were not kidding.
I'm not kidding.
When's the last one? You remember? Is there a date?
I mean, I like put my mouth on it. I'm like, look at it. It's so nice. Mwah. And then
just
I look,
one smooch.
And then I get up and I flip over.
Oh.
And enter the cavern.
Yes. But I will not tell you how big his dick is. But I will tell you every sexual
everything else
we've been in. Yeah.
It's crazy because we have a game show called
How
big,
big
is
it?
Yeah. Hold on the screen. Just
we also have an inflatable thing like it's outside, but it's like, this is how big
dick?
Is it? Yeah. We spent thousands on this. We make no money, but we spend a lot of the inflatable.
Well, I'll tell you if I'm going to get an Apple gift card out of this deal.
$20.
$20 hairs.
How big is it? Anyone in the crowd got a hog? Be honest.
Be honest. Tell me now. Right. It's...
Oh,
single Steph wants
right
to know.
There.
Yeah.
Right there.
One woman. That's classic.
Stoically.
Yeah.
Bringing up a little tay-tay. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I like
fun.
A little tea. Little
so
tea
getting
swift.
Married, freezing the eggs.
Freezing the eggs.
Doing it all.
There's
yes.
a lot happening with you right now. On the road,
I mean,
you're opening.
On the road, a lot. Opening and not opening.
Good.
Yeah.
Opening and not opening. Keeping the asshole taut.
Whoa. Yeah, doing a lot of soul cycle on the road. And
yeah.
A Peloton at home. A
lot of clinches.
Look at that.
You got a Peloton.
I got a Peloton.
You like it.
I love it.
I had a Peloton.
Had?
My ex-boyfriend had a Peloton.
I see. Okay. So you don't just give up a Peloton.
Rode the Peloton out of my life.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Me and Cody are going to go jazzercise on a bike. I got to say, watching how much he...
Like, who's Cody?
He's one of the... He's pretty big on Peloton.
I was like, what? Oh, okay.
Cody Rigsby.
Yeah, big energy.
You.
And okay. I got to tell you, nothing turned me off from the Peloton more than watching my very heavy set boyfriend aggressively do the Peloton, not lose a pound.
Oh.
That's like, well, that's how
get
I, what are you, eating a sub while you're on the fucking Peloton? Just
What is he, what is he, me on MDMA? Yeah, I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. One applause. I got one applause break for that. Thank you. I'm taking
that. One clap.
One clap.
It was an
applause.
More.
You guys couldn't see it. They made their ass cheeks.
I also want to point out, if there was filming, we would all look like fucking ghouls. This is horrendous lighting.
This is not.
Well, this is shadowy lighting.
I think Steph took the camera. She's like, we can't be seen like this.
I was like, I can't be seen like this. I'm fresh off a breakup. I'm fresh off of
you
death.
You look great, though.
Oh, I put a lot of makeup on. I've been crying
it
for 4 days straight, so
you
I had
look
to like.
Great.
I know. I got really bad hives. I think they like sucked some stuff out of me.
No, there's a type of crying, and I think it's the like deep, heinous crying that I swear to God moisturizes your face. I've never looked better.
I swear to God, I did the shower weep. Anyone ever done that in the shower?
Yeah.
Arms sitting in the shower, arms around rocking.
The heaving
sob. And then the puking, a little bit of puke comes out. Not a lot, a little bit comes out.
Snatches the waist. I like to call those six-pack sobs. You just cry hard enough, it's kind of like its own ab workout. Just, oh, I'm ripped.
And then I chip my tooth on sauce. On sauce. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I made like a sesame sauce and I was like really into it. And now I look like fucking Chippendale Rescue Rangers. I have a full chip. Yeah, right there.
No. What was it?
Yes.
No. Was there just bones
in it? Like last week during all this.
You chipped your tooth?
First my grandma dies, then I chip my tooth?
How soft
what
are your
next?
Teeth?
She was old. She wanted to die. I'm not going against.
She wouldn't want to see that tooth. Like
No. She didn't want to see it. I said goodbye to her. That was nice. I got to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm. You go to That's see her good. And she wakes up in the casket and goes, your tooth. I'm sorry. That would be my grandma. Why did you do this to me?
I also, have you ever, has anybody ever said goodbye to somebody who was dying before?
Yeah, it sucks.
Hideous.
Was it, I don't know why this is going to sound so rude, but I was expecting it to be to have a bit more pizzazz behind it.
I was
like, bye, Baba. And she goes, I love you. My firstborn. I went, yep.
My firstborn.
And that was it. And I go, that's it? I flew over this.
I thought there'd be a speech.
I spent $700. I thought there'd be a bit of a speech.
Baba, I don't know if you remember. I'm on Netflix.
Baba, let's watch my special one more time. My labia is so fat. Watch how funny this part is. And she's like, please turn it off. I've seen enough.
You did this to me.
I could have, actually.
Shame upon our family.
I come from a long line of thin Bulgarian labia. You shamed our ancestors.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, there isn't really a lot to it. I remember with my grandpa, I just kind of squeezed his hand. I was like, I love you. And then he just kept breathing.
You're like, okay.
And then I left.
We literally went
to In-N-Out, and then he died an hour later. So.
Especially if anyone's on like a life support, sometimes they'll stay alive for a while. My dad went pretty quick. They're like, he probably won't go. My dad, they took out the life support, and he died during, I was playing a playlist of his favorite songs on Spotify, and he died during the guitar solo of Freebird.
Stop.
I felt his like
this is sad, but this is really
energy
funny.
Come out of his body, like he's like, like it was also right when Joe Biden became president. He's like, not on my watch.
That's the most redneck death of all time.
It really is.
I'm not kidding, you guys. It's kind of liberating to talk about this. The last thing he said, and I don't know why my stepmom, who I haven't seen in years, decided to tell me this. The last thing that he said before they intubated him, so he never said a thing after that, was, don't forget to pick up my lottery ticket.
Oh, no.
He's like, I'm just going down for a minute. Don't forget the lottos, Marion. We're getting the Powerball this time.
He died, and then just a Confederate flag left his
mattress. An eagle flew in the window.
Like, oh, my God. That's the last time the South rose. Just like, I told you we'd be back. just a bald eagle in a Bud Light can. Like, yeah, bye. Yeah.
He just crushed a Colt 45 in his forehead. And he's like,
I done it.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
So me and my sister went in at the same time to say goodbye, and like we both were like holding her hand and doing the whole like goodbye, and we like turned to walk out, and like we both like had tears in our eyes, and then she goes,
And we go, oh my God. Oh my God, Baba. And she's like, ah! And we're like, oh my God. So we start checking the machine. She's like, oh my fucking God, what's going on? Then she goes, hiccups. And we go, for fuck's sakes. Also, who hiccups like that? Like that, I've never heard.
A dying woman.
Yes, a dying woman. That checks out.
She's like, I got 20 minutes left. I'm doing whatever the fuck I want.
We were this
like,
is okay. My closer. Yeah.
It was interesting.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. No, R.I.P. Baba. No, she had a good life. She was fine.
Thank you for giving us Steph.
Thank you for giving me me. And
thank you for giving me your big Bulgarian pussy.
I wonder where I got it from. I mean, I'm not gonna check the
your
casket.
Dad. It was
no,
your dad.
No, don't dig for that. You don't need
that
to.
That wasn't funny. Some people are like, that's a bit too weird.
Some people. Are
there's one thing I need to say bye to Baba. Open up the casket. Lift up her dress.
I knew it.
I need to know. Okay, this is even you guys aren't laughing, so I know it's not funny.
No, I
have to
like
stop.
It. I was just
stop.
Kind of
no one can see, but a man just poked his head from behind this barn door and then went away.
I think it was the FBI.
Did somebody say big Bulgarian lips? All right, send
in
the troops.
I think this is necrophilia, but quite.
Oh my God.
What else is happening with you? What's the slob story you have? We haven't asked
you
anything.
Story?
Have you ever once in your life done anything gross or embarrassing?
Oh, disgusting. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah, she has.
I've just so I've never listened to the podcast, but I support. I always double tap. Okay.
If you
big
did,
support.
I'd be
it
weirded
would be crazy
out.
If I listened to
it.
Your
is
podcast.
Weird
yes.
When your friends you're like, yeah,
no,
every episode.
Odd. No. I'll just
heard
text story. But so I was like, oh, what is? It's about being disgusting. And I was like, okay. And the first thing I thought of was one night I was getting very drunk at a bar. I worked in a restaurant, so I've had sex with 4-line cooks. Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah. So we all go to this other bar. We do a bunch of cocaine and we hang out, drink too much. It closes at 4 a.m. because it's New York. We're not fucking prudes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Like Texas. Anyway. And so then we're walking home and I have to pee so bad. I just have to pee.
You have to go.
I have to
you
go.
You must go.
It's a situation.
And I just, in my drunk and high brain, I was like, well, I'll just, no one's around me. I'm wearing dark pants.
No.
I'll just piss my pants.
Caitlin.
Were you still walking?
I had a half a block to go, and
what?
I pissed my pants.
What time of year was this?
It was the summer.
Oh.
Wait, did you, wait
York.
A second.
Yeah.
Did you stop and piss, or did you continue your walk?
I continued to walk, and then my shoes started to squeak.
No! No!
Squirk, 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 squirk! I left a trail behind
me. Oh my God.
Of just a snail trail of urine.
A little
Goldilocks trail up to my room, and then it like smelled like piss in the hallway of
my
apartment.
God.
And then a bunch of wolves just followed you up.
I didn't even shower when I got home.
No!
I took off my pants, put it on the, and then fell asleep. Just honey bear, you know,
Caitlin.
Winnie the Pooh. And then I woke up in the morning and I was like, why are my shoes wet? And then I had to re-remember that I pissed my pants. Because I couldn't make it half a fucking block.
Half
you
a block.
You made it so far.
Yeah, and I just now quit drinking.
What?
Took me a full decade.
Did you clean the shoes or did you dump them out the next morning?
Well, they were.
I feel like there's so much piss.
What's crazy is that they were still wet, but very heavy.
Oh, absorb. Oh, it's in the soles.
They were the heaviest shoes ever.
No.
And I ended up throwing them away. Yeah.
Good,
that's
okay.
Good.
Yeah.
I think I threw away the pants, so I just put it in like a shame bag and threw it away.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Also,
yeah.
In New York City, you could have just pissed in the streets and people would have been like, no!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or I could have made it half a fucking block.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
The weirdest part to me is the fact that you didn't stop.
No.
Like, I would have at least stopped and been like, and I'm peeing.
No.
The walk and piss.
Just kept
weird
going.
Move. Yeah.
Just kept going. And I'm pretty sure you could see like a little trail trickling.
Oh, my
just
God.
She's like, what's that? Is she spilling
and
her
you're
beer?
Like, these people have no idea.
They have no idea.
And you're in a urine cloud like pig pit from fucking Charlie Brown.
You were single then?
For sure.
You had a boy.
Yeah,
but
she
you
was fucking
no.
the line cooks.
But you had a boy from before. Remember the blue hair guy?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he kind of gross?
Oh.
No offense.
Yeah, he
was
a man with blue
oh,
hair.
Oh, yeah, you met him.
I met him. He was kind of
a sweet boy.
He
had
a sweet boy.
The smelliest balls I've ever. Oh. And it wasn't because he was dirty. It was
just
like a pheromone thing. But it was
he just wasn't
potent.
Your guy.
It, yes.
The right person would have been like, my God.
I think that's the reason I don't like blowjobs. It's because I had to get close
that
to that.
Yeah, PTSD. Ugh. Yeah.
But what was it? Sour? What was the smell?
It smelled like hot old milk.
Ooh. We all know that smell. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
I won't say it. I almost said his name, but I won't.
No, don't say it.
I will. I mean, you know who you are.
Yeah. But he lived, when I met him, he lived in a storage unit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that's worse than pissing and walking.
I'm just
what
saying,
are you saying.
The standard was pretty low. Okay. This is the time in my life where I was like, all I want to do is get drunk, eat gnocchi, and fucking fuck. You know? And that's what I did.
The absolute best that man's balls could have smelled.
Yeah. Literally. Oh, there's no running water in a storage locker, is there?
I mean, no. He would take horse baths at work. He would go in the sink and just clean up.
God.
Somebody, where did he work?
At the restaurant.
At the restaurant.
Yeah.
No,
he was making food for people to eat.
Yummy.
Splashing his balls in the broth.
Yeah. But then we fell in love. And
oh, yeah.
And then he moved into me with me.
He moved into you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Very and you got a storage unit down there.
He was a good boy when it came to eating me.
Okay, good.
Which was
good.
Nice.
Yeah, well, he was hungry. He lived in a storage unit.
Yeah. He was starving. I am going to miss that about Zach. That's
he was
I should have said his full
it.
Name.
You said Zach. There's so many Zachs in the world.
She
is going to miss that about
Because it's rare to find somebody who really likes it and is good at it.
Yeah.
Well, you find someone who's hungry.
Yeah. I'm going to find anybody living in a storage locker right now. I can take
Has anyone been starved for the past 3 years and needs something to eat?
Steph, get a short guy.
Get a
little Steve.
I can't. I've done enough short guys. I'm done short guys. No
How
offense.
How tall are
don't
you?
5'7".
Okay.
But both height and width. So it's hard
that
to find a man.
That tickled me.
That you can go your height. That's still a
I can't. Not in L.A. I can't do my height because I'm always larger. And I hate when I'm spooning a guy and he's like down and I'm up.
Oh, okay,
like
I don't like being so – I want it to be tinier.
No, Steve nuzzles my shoulder blades.
He nuzzles really, in there.
I love it. It's
I
great.
Feel so blessed
you
to be a little
fucking
person.
Bitch.
Yeah,
you
man. Fuck off.
My boyfriend is 5 foot. He says 9. It's 6 for sure. And he
– Oh, three he's, inches.
Yeah,
he
what did he say?
Like
he's shorter than me.
Oh, yeah, no, he's like 5'9".
I'm like – I'm bitch. I'm 5'7". You ain't 5'9".
Yeah.
He goes, no. I was measured for my football measurements, and I'm like, oh, so in Pennsylvania they just lie about everyone's height.
Oh, time.
Was
yeah,
he
yeah,
on
yeah,
the
yeah,
moon?
Yeah.
You're taller. Than
Yeah. Exactly.
He's big to me.
Sense.
He can pick me up. It's fine.
It doesn't matter
sweet.
To you. You can have whatever. But you like small guys. I've dated small
like
guys
small
before,
guys.
And it just didn't work for me.
I like them.
I like
them
looking
teensy.
Up. Yeah. I'm so
really?
Self-conscious in my body that I need to look up at a guy and feel
you want
tinier.
Him to have the selfie angle?
Yeah, I don't
want to
have that double chin. I'm always constantly thinking of double chin. I want to be like, look at me. I'm so tiny.
Look how thin I am.
I'm so small
away.
And little. Look at me.
I want him to look at me.
I'm petite. Fuck me. And he's like,
I live
okay.
in a storage unit. I'm wasting away.
Yes, that's what I want.
No, I want to be the protector.
Okay.
I like it. I have a very masculine energy.
That makes sense.
Don't let these butterflies fool you. I'll fuck your world up.
That's unique for us. We're very feminine podcast.
Yeah, the three of us. If you explain us in one word, it would be femme. Don't you mean Caitlin? Oh, man. We'd be a terrifying couple. Can you imagine me and you being together?
Oh, God.
People would be scared.
We'd have fun, though.
We'd have fun. We'd
scare
overpower
the shit
everyone.
Like, where is this dart going to go? I'll fucking eat it. I don't care. Let's
you would
out.
Own a bowling alley. We don't go there anymore.
I mean, I've lived worse lives. Okay.
I know. You just told us about the
storage unit.
Do you have any other crazy slob stories before
slob
we wrap this up here?
We kick you out because we're doing super fast episodes.
I have one where, okay, this is, well, I mean, there I was trying to fuck this Coke dealer.
Cool.
Thank you.
Also
we're
a line cook,
fun.
Am I right? Okay.
Well, he used to come into the restaurant all the time, and we would flirt back and forth, but I had a boyfriend, and I didn't want to, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Anyways, and then the blue high
but this guy, I don't know if this is a slob story, but it is, he's a, I just want to put him on blast. So this month.
Yes, that's what we're here for.
So I go to the bar with my sights set on this guy. All right, and I go and I get him. I fucking get him. Gorgeous guy. And we go up to my place. It takes forever for us to get, you know, a little
into it, into the mood.
And then eventually he's like, okay. And so he leans over, gets on top of me, puts it in. And before I can say we should use a condom,
he
takes it out and jizzes on my shoulder.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Wait.
Yeah.
In and out like a fiddler's elbow and he's coming?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Yeah. Took it out, just clear shot right on the shoulder. And then I looked at that and I was like, you know what? I think I am going to go out on a date with Steve.
Yeah. Oh my.
It's time to turn my life around.
Was it like clear and like not a lot? What would it?
No. It was a good amount. It was, okay, it was okay. Up to my armpit. It was
2 seconds and he just.
I was doing a fart.
Yeah. Thank you for this. And he's like, I'm leaving now.
Yeah. It's like, this is your fault.
Don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Oh, my God. The shoulder. What a weird shoulder. He was uncontrolled.
It was uncontrolled. He took it out. It was like a.
It just blew.
Wow.
He saw that in slow motion.
He's been wanting to fuck you for that long, too.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, maybe it's just, you know.
Maybe
one
it is
time
tight.
Thing.
You don't know. That sounds like it's real tight.
So much.
He went in. He's like. And immediately had.
We're gonna go with that story, but I did talk to my friend who was like, "Yeah, I fucked him too." Between going to the bar and my place and him leaving, it was all 5 minutes.
My God.
He's a quick comer.
Oh, okay. Even some guys reacted to that. I looked at the one woman going, "It's too much." The guy's like, "Okay, okay."
I think you give a heads up for that. You go, "Hey, this isn't gonna be. This is gonna be.
I mean,
in and out.
Not even a little bit of a warm up. Nothing.
Like, no warm up. No fingering.
Nothing."
How old was this man?
What's that?
How old was this man?
I want to say, he's my age, 35, 36.
Okay, at that point, you know.
Yeah.
How dare you? You fucking bring an arsenal of backup tools or something.
Lick the pussy for a
second. Just give it a smooch.
Do.
Wow.
But
and then he left, and I was just sitting there with the cum on my shoulder.
He didn't even
move. No, he
wasn't
on a move. Yeah. Yeah. And then I ate it. No,
yeah.
I didn't.
And then you put it and you froze it, and that's why you're freezing your eggs.
Yeah,
and I'm
gonna save
embryos
the sperm
out of it
for this guy.
Where can the listeners find you, Caitlin? We got to wrap up here. Sorry to kick you out.
Caitlin Palufo. Caitlin with a C, because I'm not a trash fucking.
Yes,
that's right. She's Irish.
Go follow her on Instagram. Watch her live, for fuck's sakes. If you're in New York, find her.
Hand to God, I'm 4 people away from hitting 50,000 followers on Instagram. Put me on my
right now. Follow her right now. 4 people right now.
There
Caitlin
are
Palufo.
Way more than 4
kill
people.
Everybody
like
follow her right now if you're not following her.
This was,
you know how it is.
There's 800 people in this arena.
Caitlin with a C, Palufo,
like,
do it.
I'm
so annoying.
Myself.
No, you need
God.
This. You
get me to 50, for the love of God. I need
well,
to
you're
going to
get followed by slobs. We know
that. Yeah, we'll do that right now.
So
I'll follow you
much
on my dog account, too.
I appreciate it.
My dog account. Thank you so much for coming, Caitlin. Go watch Caitlin at the Riot Festival. Keep up, Caitlin Palufo.
Keep it going.
I am also going to be on the road a lot. If you are in Kansas City, Missouri this weekend, I did not shut my door. You can hear my dog breathing into the phone. I'll be in Kansas City March 30th to April 1st. Then I'll be headlining Flappers in Los Angeles April 8th. If you're in LA, come to that. Then I'm home for 2 weeks. Oh my God, I didn't realize that. Then I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina at the Improv April 20th to 22nd. The Vermont Comedy Club. April 28th, 29th. And that's it for April. So then I'm going to be back in Austin in May 19th, 20th. But let's just keep the April dates. And come.
Hey, what's up, slobs? This is JMS. I hope you enjoy these live episodes that we tried to do our best on the quality on. And sorry, there's no video. Apparently, we'll never have video for live shows. So you got to come to them. Not because we're withholding, because something always goes wrong when you're live, and that's the joy of live stuff. Anyways, you can see me April 15th in Seattle, 16th, Portland, 17th, Vancouver, and I am coming to the eastern side of the world later in the summer. Tampa, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Lexington, Kentucky, and a few other dates are going to be added. So head to jmscomedy.com/shows and get your tickets now.
Follow the podcast at SlobSpot.
Follow me at Steph Tolo.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data,
passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.